7. Then he begins the prayer, saying, May the all-compassionate and merciful God listen to their prayers. So you might not ask, What should we pray for? They are strangers not yet joined to the group. By what means can I grab the attention of God? How can I persuade him to show them mercy and forgiveness? To ease your confusion on these matters, notice how he clarifies your confusion, saying, May the all-compassionate and merciful God listen. Did you hear that? All-compassionate God? No need for further confusion, for the all-compassionate shows compassion to everyone, both sinners and friends. So don't ask, How should I approach him on their behalf? He himself will listen to their prayers. And what could the catechumen's prayer be, but that they may not remain catechumens? He then also suggests how to pray. And what's this? That he would open the ears of their hearts, because theirs are still closed and plugged. Ears, he says, not the physical ones, but those of understanding, so as to hear the things which eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. 1 Cor de Pou 9, is live 4, 1 Cor 2 9, is live 4. For as they have not heard the unsaid mysteries, and they stand somewhat distant and far from them, and even if they should hear, they don't understand what's being said. For those mysteries require a lot of understanding, not just hearing, and the inward ears they do not yet have. That's why he also invokes for them a prophet's gift, because the prophet spoke in this manner. God gives me the tongue of instruction, so I know how to speak timely words, because he opened my mouth. He gave me early in the morning, he granted me an understanding ear. Is I for, sept. Just as the prophets heard differently than the many, so do the faithful than the catechumens. This also teaches the catechumen not to learn to hear these things from men, for he says, Call no one on earth your teacher, but from above, from heaven, for they will all be taught by God. Is live 13, is live 13.